From Tidbits on November 11th, 2013, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. New keyboard shortcuts in iOS 7. In iOS 7, Apple quietly added new keyboard shortcuts to some of its apps and gave developers the capability to add their own. So if you use a Bluetooth keyboard with your iOS 7 device, be sure to bookmark this list of shortcuts that Federico Viticci is working on. Since there is no official documentation from Apple, Viticci is learning them by trial and error, as well as from reader submissions, and he will update the list as he learns more. Jeff Carlson joins the Mac jury to evaluate the iPad Air. Our own Jeff Carlson joined host Chuck Joyner and David Chartier of Finer Things in Tech on the Mac Voices podcast to discuss his first impressions of the new iPad Air, including the buying experience, device speed, and camera improvements. Apple promises restored iWork features. When Apple overhauled its iWork apps last month, power users were outraged by the loss of features like Apple Script support and custom toolbars. In a rare move, Apple has released a support document promising to restore many of these features within the next 6 months. If you rely on any of the capabilities Apple removed, hang tight with the previous iWork apps until the new ones catch up. Fortunately, Apple's support document also explains how to revert documents in the new iWork format to the iWork 09 format for use with the older software. Apple reports on government information requests. Apple has released a detailed report on government information requests about its users. In the 7-page PDF, Apple laments not being able to legally report the number of national security requests in the United States, but says that it's doing everything short of a lawsuit to liberate that information. Apple says that most of the requests are device requests related to stolen devices, which number 3,542 in the United States between January 1, 2013 and June 30, 2013. Apple also received 1 to 2,000 account requests, covering things like iCloud, iTunes, and Game Center, from U.S. law enforcement in the same period. The company mentions several times in the report that it does not profit from the personal data of its users, stores as little as possible, and encrypts everything to the best of its ability. Apple to open new factory in Arizona. The state of Arizona has announced that Apple will build a new solar-powered manufacturing plant in Mesa, Arizona, bringing 2,000 jobs to the state. This is part of Apple's effort to bring manufacturing back to the United States, spearheaded by the upcoming Mac Pro, which will be assembled in Texas. Apple supplier GT Advanced Technologies has announced that the Arizona facility will be used to manufacture industrial sapphire, which Apple uses to protect camera lenses and Touch ID sensors, prompting speculation that it could be used to protect future displays instead of Corning's Gorilla Glass. How Adam Inkst and other experts use their Macs. At Macworld, former Tidbits staff writer Lex Friedman surveyed Mac experts such as Tidbits publisher Adam Inkst, Instapaper creator Marco Arment, The Loop's Jim Dalrymple, Faith Corpy of the IRL Talk podcast, and Daniel Jalkut of Red Sweater Software about how they use their Macs. Read on for ideas about how to set up your own Mac and learn Adam's strong opinions about window placement. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.